The story with 734 comments on HN right now, and that number tells you something, is the leadership restructuring at Google DeepMind. Demis Hassabis, who co-founded DeepMind back in 2010 and led it through its acquisition by Google, through AlphaGo, AlphaFold, and the eventual merger with Google Brain to create DeepMind as we know it today, is stepping back from the CEO role and moving to chair. Simultaneously, Jeff Dean, the architect of MapReduce, TensorFlow, and perhaps the single most influential figure in Google's machine learning infrastructure, is departing the company.
The word departing is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that announcement, Marcus. Reading between the lines of the Google blog post, which is characteristically optimistic and light on specifics, this feels less like retirement and more like a deliberate restructuring at a moment when Google needs to demonstrate to markets and to the research community that its AI organization has a clear chain of command. The question the HN thread is wrestling with is, who is actually ascending here? Who fills the operating CEO role at DeepMind?
That's the gap in the announcement, and it's significant. Hassabis moving to chair is a classic, visionary founder gets elevated while an operator takes the wheel maneuver. We've seen this at OpenAI, though in a much more chaotic form. We saw it at various stages at Tesla, at Apple, when Scully came in. The pattern is recognizable. What's unusual here is the simultaneous departure of Dean, because those two transitions together represent the loss of an extraordinary amount of institutional knowledge and credibility, particularly with the research community.
Jeff Dean's tenure at Google is almost impossible to overstate. He co-authored the MapReduce paper in 2004, which genuinely changed how the industry thought about large-scale data processing. The Bigtable paper, TensorFlow, the scaling laws work. He's the kind of figure where other engineers treat his name in an acknowledgments section as a quality signal, losing him from active day-to-day involvement at a moment when Google is trying to close the perceived gap with OpenAI and Anthropic. That's a real loss, not a ceremonial one.
From a business strategy perspective, there's something else worth noting. Google's AI commercialization story has been complicated. DeepMind has produced extraordinary science, AlphaFold 3, Gemini, a string of nature papers, but the conversion of that science into revenue-generating products has been uneven. The restructuring looks like an attempt to install leadership with a stronger product and go-to-market orientation. The chair role for Hassabis preserves his influence on research direction while freeing up operational decision-making.
The HN comments are split pretty sharply. One faction sees this as Google finally getting serious about execution, recognizing that publishing remarkable research and shipping remarkable products require different organizational muscles. The other faction is more elegiac about it, worried that elevating product velocity over research independence will gradually hollow out what made DeepMind special in the first place. There's a real tension between those two views, and I don't think either is obviously wrong.
One commenter made a point that stuck with me, that the departure of both figures simultaneously removes what they called the last firewall between pure research priorities and short-term product pressures at Google AI. Whether that framing is accurate depends heavily on who steps into the CEO role and what mandate they receive. But the timing is notable. This announcement drops the same week that Meta is releasing new frontier models and OpenAI continues its product expansion. These leadership decisions have compounding effects that play out over years.
And there's a geopolitical dimension, too. DeepMind has historically had a strong UK presence, significant European research talent, and a culture that was somewhat distinct from Mountain View's product-obsessed DNA. Any structural shift that centralizes control in California could have downstream effects on European AI research talent retention. And at a time when the EU is actively trying to cultivate its own AI ecosystem, that matters.
It's a story we'll be watching for months. The 734 comment thread on HN is worth your time if you want the unfiltered expert reaction.
The departures leave a void that raises a question about institutional knowledge in AI labs more broadly. And that question connects directly to something the ML research community has been debating intensely, which is what these models can and can't actually do at a fundamental level.